USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Democratic congresswoman says she believes President Trump's impeachment is more helpful for his reelection than it is damaging. In a video posted on Twitter last evening, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii argued the House impeachment, quote, has greatly increased the likelihood that Trump will be president after next year's election.
We all know that Trump is not going to be found guilty and removed from office by the U.S. Senate. It's not going to happen. Second, the impeachment, in my view, will actually increase his support amongst voters, and it's going to make him harder to defeat.
Reports are the U.S. ambassador in Baghdad and U.S. embassy staff there have had to be evacuated. Officials providing an update on the situation on the ground after hundreds of protesters tried to storm the heavily guarded American embassy. This is USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
A Texas community remains in mourning after a deadly church shooting on Saturday. A candlelight vigil was held last night outside the West Freeway Church of Christ in the Fort Worth area. Pastor Britt Farmer speaking to the crowd.
Pray for me and for all of our family here that lost these two great men. Pray for our church.
It was inside the church that a gunman opened fire, killing two people Sunday morning before he was shot to death by two church members who were on security detail and had concealed weapons. There's been no word yet on a possible motive by the gunman. A Georgia Tech football recruit is dead after being hit by a freight train. The Broward County Sheriff in Florida saying that Bryce Gowdy was killed early yesterday morning, struck by the train. Police are still investigating the events leading up to his death. He started football at Deerfield Beach High School in southern Florida. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Enjoy the celebrations as 2020 arrives, but keep an eye on your vehicle. That's the advice from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Frank Scafidi of the National Insurance Crime Bureau tells us more vehicles are stolen at New Year's than any other day of the year. Why is that?
So many people go out New Year's Eve and get sideways. They can't even remember their name, much less where they parked their car.
Jerry Hagans of the Texas Department of Insurance has a theory about why so many vehicle thefts on this one day.
People are celebrating indoors for New Year's Eve parties, and they're not driving in their cars, so their cars may be unattended.
Scafidi tells us motorists in California have the biggest concern.
California, from the minute we started taking statistics, has been the number one state for auto thefts, probably since the wheel was invented.
Hagans tells us Christmas is the day for the least number of vehicles stolen.
Car thieves don't want to work on Christmas like the rest of us do.
I'm John Clemens.
Uber and delivery company Postmates are suing California over a new law that would reclassify contractors for those companies as employees. It's to take effect on the 1st and would change the relationship between companies like Uber and the people who drive for them. The lawsuit, filed in federal court, argues the new law is unconstitutional and will stifle companies and workers as well. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.